The Valley is in the running to potentially host some future World Cup contests at the University of Phoenix Stadium. That would follow on the heels of huge events like the men's college basketball Final Four, college football's national championship game, and the Super Bowl. And the money, at least according to studies, is enormous, providing an economic impact in the hundreds of millions of dollars. But how accurate are those studies, and how valuable is it really for an area like the Valley to compete to host these contests? Kenneth Shropshire, longtime director of the Wharton Sports Business Initiative, has just joined ASU as CEO of the new Global Sports Institute, and he's with me. So, Ken, how important is it for the Phoenix area to be among the cities competing to host these major sporting events?
Well, it depends on what you mean by important, right? There's certainly a public perception of being big time, big league, the more of these events you have. So that's the positive. When you kind of try to think about importance, if you think about the economics, that's not always as clear. I mean, you do want to be in the same conversation, and you are considered big league if you are hosting these events. So, and think of the cities that hold the most of these. It's Miami, it's New Orleans, it's Southern California. Mm-hmm. So usually good weather, you know, fun place to be. So Phoenix fits into that space. So the idea of hosting more events certainly makes sense.
How important is it to be really good at hosting these events? Do you ever get sort of a second chance to make a first impression? Or would Phoenix, if it hadn't performed pretty well in these, they wouldn't be considered enough unless they got another brand new stadium? Hey, we're going to give it a shot.
Right. Now, that's a great question. I think if you are not the right geographic location, the idea of getting the second chance may not come to you anyway. Where a place like Phoenix, a place like Miami, if you had problems, probably a second chance would be granted. I mean, I'll give you an example. And I end up going to a lot of these events, and I think one of the best Super Bowls I went to in terms of orchestration and things working well and ease of getting around was Indianapolis. And I talked to people in the league and out about, oh, well, why not back in Indianapolis again? They say that your experience may have been different from others. I was based downtown where everything was. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for everyone to have the same experience. So the idea that it worked well for many people and not for all, mm-hmm, can be problematic. And especially if you're not the kind of glamorous tourist location that people think about. So Phoenix is a place that, you know, I think second chances could be granted.
Well, I was also thinking about centralized location, because that's one of the things that comes up about Phoenix in the what many people term a mistake, where the Arizona Coyotes play. And yet the Arizona Cardinals built in the same area, maybe because it's just once a week and football's so popular, it didn't matter. A lot of people wanted to spend more time in Scottsdale when the events were in Glendale, which is a 45-minute to an hour trip. And was it important to have a lot of these facilities close by, or does that really not matter either?
Well, you have to make it work right. You have to figure out how it's going to be executed. And I think it was, you know, if I could give a criticism to the Super Bowl here, That would be it, would be trying to figure out, you know, hosting a lot of stuff downtown and then having the actual game in Glendale. You've got to think about how you make people want to engage in that. And the college football championships, all the things, I still don't think there's been a perfect execution of the way that should be done. The Final Four, as that was going on, I know some people that hadn't been here before actually had some thoughts about, am I really going to go out there again, or should I just sit in the Biltmore bar and watch this, you know, this game that it's not the championship game. So it does make a difference. I mean, the New Orleans wins with most people because the raggedy old Superdome is right there in, you know, downtown French Quarter, New Orleans, adjacent to, and all the hotels are right there. Mm-hmm. So you can walk, you can do all the kind of partying that people do at these events. You don't have to drive, and everything's right there. But as soon as you introduce the idea, I mean, that's a good way to think about it, that you've got to get into your vehicle, or you've got to be elite enough to have a driver, or you've got to be throw your ego aside and ride the buses and that sort of thing. That makes it a different kind of location.
Coming back to what we started off with some of the events that are hosted here and the speculation that maybe the World Cup would come here too. There are economic impact studies that I think people are sometimes skeptical of. How significant is it for an area, both economically and perception-wise, to host some of these major events? How important is that for sort of giving the flavor of an area and showing that, hey, you're really competitive out there?
This may be, as an academic, one of the first issues I looked at and actually wrote a book about it. So the first study that was done on this that was pretty extensive was by a professor named Ed Shills at the Wharton School. And I just remember it was 3 years apart. I think it was 87 and then 90, did two different ones. The first year, he said the economic impact of the four franchises in Philly was $500 million. And then 3 years later, he said, no, after all, it's $1 billion. There's not a universal way to do it, that somehow there needs to be some kind of, if we're going to use these, a universal standard of how we make this measurement. The other thing I say when I am asked to advise or consult on these kinds of issues by a city, usually I will say, especially to civic leaders, I say, okay, well, you need to step back and think about one thing. Do you build highways and roads? Do you put in place new sewer systems? And then before you do it, do you look to see what the dollar return is on an investment? Or do you say, this will make the life of the citizens of our city better? That to me is the better way to step back and think about it. And if you're just asking that question, then there's only one economic question that you need to ask, and that is, can we afford this?
Kenneth Shropshire is the CEO of ASU's new Global Sports Institute. He previously ran the Wharton Sports Business Initiative.